Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host and we're a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And you recognize him. He's still around, retired Captain Brett Bartlett from the Tampa Police Department. And this next part, he makes me say every show, in 32 years of exemplary law enforcement experience. So we appreciate it, Captain. Thank you so much for being on the show. Also, we're not done yet. He's also the founder of Exumbra Defense Solutions at ExumbraDefense.com. All right. Thanks, Captain. A shout out to our sponsors, guys. Please support our sponsors. They go to great lengths to bring this good quality content to you. We have our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. Also, our satellite sponsor, ComplyingTechnologies.com. We have AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And Brett's getting excited. Yeah, they're our arms sponsor. We have GunLearn.com, MyMedicare.live, SafeguardRecruiting.com, our streaming sponsor. And yes, thanks to them, we're right now live streaming to over 1 million followers. Also, TwoBells.com. They built a new online store at leoroundtable.com. So please check them out by going to our leoroundtable.com and checking out the online store. And then finally, we have Zach. Now, Brett really gets excited when we're talking about Zach because he has the bass fishing charter in the Orlando area. And yeah, we're talking Disney. So Brett, what are your options now when you're taking the wife and the kids or the grandkids to Disney?
Drop them off at the front gate. Give them $1,000 each because that's what it's going to cost.
Yeah, you may make it cheaper going to FisherOrlandoBass.com.
Yeah, go to Fish Orlando. At least you're, you know, there's no big crowds, not a bunch of stinky people. There's no magic.
No magic in the Magic Kingdom.
There's no DEI. There's no crap being forced down your throat. It's just outdoor fun. Fishing, looking for gators. This is Florida.
It's man stuff.
Kids need this. They need this more than that. Make-believe garbage.
So Brett hinted, he already gave away the hint on this thing, you know. So if you're not, if bass fishing, who doesn't enjoy getting on a boat and doing the bass fishing charter? But the other option, of course, is hunting the Florida, the famous, infamous Florida alligator. But it's really catching and relocating. You're not killing the alligator, but catching and relocating. I would love, Zach wants to take Brett and I out and film it, you know, but he didn't say fishing or alligator hunting. I'm kind of thinking Zach's got alligator, something involved with alligators involving us.
I don't know. You said alligator hunting, I thought, again, I mean, how many times can a fella go alligator hunting before it gets boring?
Yeah. Or your time is up. Yeah, I don't know how I look at that. Hey, a shout out to Brian Burns for the Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thanks for carrying our content, Brian. Also, Ray Dietrich, a former lawman.com. And we've got Travis Yates with LawOfficer.com. Thanks to all those entities for helping make the show happen. And now, what in the world are we going to be talking about today? Well, guys, here you go. We've got actually three main topics now. It's going to be up to Brett what we cover and what we don't. But we got three to choose from. I can tell you now that I'm sure we're going to be covering this first one. It's FBI still reeks of the Trump derangement syndrome even months into the second administration. I will tell you that even though I like Kash Patel, the article is critical of him. And then another main story, judges ghost Capitol Hill. The Senate takes aim at rogue jurists blocking Trump agenda. I love it. They're calling out the activist judges. And then we have police departments are lowering hiring standards across the country amid recruiting crisis. And is there an answer or not? We got the White House goes on offense. New portal launches to expose media bias. Whoever thought of this is a freaking genius. And then we got the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office. There's a body cam video showing a shootout that ended up killing the suspect. And it is a shootout. And we end up finally having a second cop showing up for it. We've got deputies ruled justified in the fatal shootout with another guy, a murder suspect, who took a woman hostage. And then we got killed police in ICE, a Virginia school assistant principal, an assistant principal, and his brother. They're both arrested in an assassination plot, all because an off-duty cop happened to hear a conversation about what they were plotting to do. I mean, it's just a miracle that these guys are even got caught in time. Then we got El Centro police officers fatally shoot a suspect in a stolen car when he drives towards the officers. And then a wrongful death lawsuit filed against Fort Wayne PD after the fatal shooting of a woman who had two knives. So there you go. So, Brett, unless I hear differently from you, I'm going to go in order. At least I'll get the first main story done. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely.
This first one, it's the Tampa Free Press at tampafp.com. And in the report, FBI still reeks of Trump derangement syndrome, even months into the second administration. And I have my own take on this. And sometimes, guys, you have to observe the flags and read between the lines, right? So the article starts off saying nearly a year into President Donald Trump's second term, deep resistance to his agenda persists inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation, according to this explosive new report. Now, the report was obtained by the New York Post. It was compiled by, and this is what's key, who's talking? Whose opinion is this? The National Alliance of Retired and Active Duty FBI Special Agents and Analysts. Now, Brett, Brett and I've had quite a bit of experience with the FBI, and I don't want to say too much, but are you familiar with this organization? I've never heard of these guys,
Brett. No, okay. I don't.
So good, bad, and different, I don't know right now. So it's an over 100-page report. So this is not something that people just in their spare time are doing. I've got to think that there's an organized effort and someone's getting a paycheck to put this thing together. But anyhow, it offers a scathing assessment of the Bureau under FBI Director Kash Patel and under his first 6 months in office, describing the FBI as a rudderless ship where opposition to the president remains entrenched despite Director Patel's repeated pledges to root out corruption and restore integrity. So that sense right there, it's placing blame on Patel, making it sound like he just isn't living up to what he promised to do. No mention of Dan Bongino, by the way, in this entire thing. And it goes on to say the number of FBI employees exhibiting TDS, which of course is Trump derangement syndrome, is much more widespread within the FBI, according to an anonymous source in the report. Their personal views are, according to the source, a major detriment to the FBI's ability to investigate complex crimes because many FBI employees have lost their ability to think critically about an issue and distinguish fact from fiction. And I'm sorry I'm laughing, but it sounds like we're just dealing with a lot of woke liberals, you know, that we see at Walmart, the report or Disney. The report further notes that veteran employees increasingly feel that the FBI has become too political, with employees openly discussing their dislike for the president. They're making off-color comments about the administration. Anonymous sources, and I hate anonymous sources, but they're cited by the report, and they're pointing to tenures of former directors James Comey and Christopher Wray as the point when the objectivity in the investigations disappeared. And the report also highlighted strong internal pushback against orders directing FBI personnel to assist ICE with locating and apprehending illegals targeted for deportation. Special agents and professional staff reportedly responded negatively to these directives, citing inadequate training, deviation from standard FBI, you know, policy and placement in tactically unsafe positions. The report concluded that the collective response strongly indicated elements of the FBI workforce were resentful and that they were unwilling to do more than begrudgingly execute the mission, only because they had to, right? One source blamed past recruitment policies that prioritized hiring teachers who are, of course, more left-leaning, as we've all found out recently, and their personal views, especially with the teachers' union, including the view that the government could provide solutions to many of the day's problems over police officers and military veterans. Some FBI employees also expressed anger and objection over Trump's executive order that granted pardons and commutations to many individuals involved in the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. One employee reportedly said that he's now living in fear. That person needs to get a new job. Pardoned individuals are going to come after him, right? Sources cited in the report, subtitled A Pulse Check on the First 6 Months, describes Patel as inexperienced, with one saying that the director has neither the breadth or experience nor the bearing an FBI director needs to be successful. I suppose that the same person thinks we should have Comey or Christopher Wray in there. It's expected to be presented to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees this week, according to the New York Post, and we're talking about the report. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, you gotta love her. My wife absolutely loves her. And on November the 25th, she dismissed a report from MS Now, formerly MSNBC, that the president is considering removing Patel over poor performance and negative headlines, calling such reports completely made up. Of course, we've heard the same thing about Pam Bondi, and we all know that Trump absolutely adores and loves Pam Bondi. So the left throws these things out there all the time to make you think that there's problems in the House. So Brett, we've got a little over a minute. This is a lot of details in this report I just read. What do you think?
Well, the FBI, now, before I say anything else, I know some great FBIs. We're friends. We worked together during the RNC and doing the Super Bowl. got some great people. What I'm going to talk about is going back 8 years of Obama, DEI, and then 4 years of Trump, and that screwed everything up. And then 4 years of Biden. So the people that were hired under Obama, they're in their 10th, 15th, 16th year now.
Okay.
These are upper level people. So we don't know what influence they have. But I'm going to ask you a question during our break, and because I'm getting ready to say something. I don't want to violate any rules. But when we come back, I want to continue to talk about this.
All right. I love it. Well, guys, we're coming up on our first break. We're going to be talking about golf, so keep your seatbelts on. We'll be right back. All right, guys, you know, as police officers, we all know that we can get our gear from a lot of different sources. When you throw the online option, it's almost limitless, right? But I want to remind everybody about what's really important here, and it's about supporting the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. And even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which, of course, they do in spectacular fashion. And not only that, they walk the talk by supporting dozens of focused organizations like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please support our title sponsor by going to Gauls at Gauls.com. And they're going to do you one better. For the loyal listeners of the show, they've given me a radio code for you that will get you 15% off your next order at Gauls.com. It's Radio 15. So type in Radio 15 to get 15% off your next purchase at Gauls.com. An amazing opportunity. And they have gift cards. We're giving away two every week on this show. We're giving away one today. Hook up your family, friends, and loved ones with a new Gauls gift card, and they will be your new best friends. Again, that is Gauls at Gauls.com. Now it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies at ComplianTechnologies.com. And, you know, we all know about the glove, but in today's world, protection goes beyond physical safety. It's about safeguarding those on the front lines from what we call hidden threats. And that's where MyTech, which is a division of Compliant Technologies, comes in. Now, MyTech provides advanced protective solutions designed for law enforcement, corrections, and first responders. Their EcoProtect nitrile gloves, they offer 4-hour fentanyl and xylene protection, giving you peace of mind in high-risk environments. Plus, their MyShield disinfectants and sanitizers, they actually eliminate 99.9% of germs, bacteria, and viruses on contact. And we're not done. They continue the kill for up to 28 days, helping you stay protected both on and off duty. So when safety is non-negotiable, and it should be, you can trust MyTech to deliver the protection that you need. And you can learn more about how to equip your team today by simply going to ComplianTechnologies.com/MyTech. Again, ComplianTechnologies/MyTech, because the best defense starts with the right protection, ComplianTechnologies.com/MyTech. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by co-host Captain Brett Bartlett. And yeah, we got people giving you shouts out on Rumble, Brett, saying hi to you and stuff, like Bill BC and stuff, just letting you know. We've been talking about the FBI and the scathing report, pretty much blaming Director Kash Patel for this Trump derangement syndrome. And so what I mean by that is they're saying that they have not purged the FBI of this TDS, and that it's creating big issues. And they're implying that it's been enough time that Kash Patel should have been able to get it done by now. I don't know that I can tell you now, I don't agree with that, depending on how entrenched it is. But Bartlett, I know that you wanted to talk more about this, Captain, so I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, you know, the FBI is any agency, just like any other agency. You've got people that'll do what the chief wants, people that will fight the chief. Remember this, Chip, we're at roll call, and the sergeant and lieutenant would come in and go, hey, there's a new policy, right? Just whatever. And you see the old guys in the back of the room, because that's where the old guys sit. And in 2 minutes, they have figured a way around it.
Well, cops are
it's over with. Yeah. You think you're in charge, but you're not. If those sergeants don't want to get it done, it's not. So maybe down in the FBI at the squad level, if it's not getting done, maybe it's the supervisor's fault. I would rather, if I were Kash Patel, to bring people to my side through rational argument. But if that doesn't work, just start kicking them out the door.
And now, I don't know what the capabilities are to be able to do what you just said, kicking them out the door.
They have a union like everybody else has a union. You just can't fire people without, they have certain rights. They have procedures to go through. But, you know, maybe let's do it. I think he's doing a good job. You see a lot more bad guys going to jail, a lot more cases being worked. You know, the top 10 list, they're being arrested, they're being put in jail. I think he's doing a good job. People don't understand that the FBI, like any other agency, is a living organism. And it is. It's a living, breathing organism. And it does sometimes what it wants. The separate pieces of the organism do what they want to do. So let's give him more time. But I do want to see this. I want to see him take one, probably a supervisor agent who is against his policies, and watch him escort that guy to the door, shove him out the door, and lock the door behind him. Oh. And then publicize it. You know,
I don't think for a minute that this stuff is easy. Not for a minute.
No, I agree. You know, we've seen it. How many bosses have we seen at our agency? Right? They're gone. Yeah. Now. They're all gone, right? And the organism is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
100 years ago, somebody was sitting at Tampa Police Roll Call in the back of the room going, all right, we're going to have these things called cars. And some old cop in the back goes, no, we're not. Yeah. It's just the way it works. But I do applaud their efforts. We just don't see it a lot. I don't know if a year is enough, but I would like to see them start handling it.
Yeah. And I mean, and this was a 6-month report that they were releasing. So, he didn't even start on January the 1st, Patel, I'm talking about, you know, and then you have to get, you know, you want to hit the ground running, but you only have so much capability. Anyhow, well, I think they need time. I know that there is a lot of frustration on both sides. I like what you suggested, Brett, about trying to win them over by having logical discussions or debates, but
it'll bring over. But here's sometimes what it boils down to. I very rarely had to do this when I was a boss, but sometimes you have to say this: I'm in charge, you're not. I'm big, you're little. You're what we call an employee. An employee agent does what the boss says, and if the employee doesn't listen to that agent employee, the front door is right there. I'll help you pack.
So that kind of reminds me of when you and I were working together, Brett, and we got a phone call to make an appearance at the city attorney's office. And lo and behold, we're sitting across the desk from the city attorney and the police chief.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that just
I remember that conversation. We were walking over there. It was like 3 days before promotions. And I said to you, I said, that's no big deal. The city attorney's not in my chain of command. It'll be okay. So we get over. Who do we see?
The chief.
City attorney and the chief. And that's the chief. Yeah. And that's when we both said, I was in the pool, because all that other important stuff just kind of disappeared.
And I think that they were both on the same side of the desk.
Yes.
Exactly. And am I correct on that? Yeah. So it definitely implied unity that they were on the same page. Yep. And I would like to be able to say that held my head up high. And I didn't grovel for my job, but Brett knows I grovel for my everything that we had, any resistance that we had planned mentally just freaking vanished, you know, when we were put in that position.
If we had bowed up,
oh shoot,
the chief, all he had to go say, hey, you guys got fresh batteries for your mag lights, because you're working midnights for the rest of your natural life.
Yeah. So we did the right thing, and we went on to do a lot of good. You more than me. My tenure there wasn't that long afterwards, but it's all good. Things happen for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why now I'm writing a book, making you look so good, Brett.
That's an easy road.
Yeah, that's an easy road. All right. Hey, instead of jumping into another main topic, I want to keep this thing moving. So I'll tell you what. Let's go to the update. Or I'm really excited about this. It's not sexy, but it is. And let me know what you think. Tampa Free Press, the TampaFP.com, our buddy Brian Burns, he owns that publication. White House goes on offense. New portal launches to expose media bias. Guys, if you have not checked out this website yet, you need to do it. Make sure you write it down. If you're driving your car, you're listening to the podcast or radio, try to remember. It's easy to remember, but you got to check this out. So the Trump administration opened a new front in its ongoing conflict with the press corps, and they unveiled a public database that's designed to catalog and refute what it terms as fake news. But listen how they're doing it. This is freaking brilliant. So this new portal is hosted at, now here's the website. And so it's White House Gov, but they don't spell out White House. This is WH, which stands for White House. So it's WH.gov/media bias. That's all it is. So wh.gov/media bias. Now, it serves as a centralized repository for news stories that the White House is disputing. According to the administration, the site allows the public to view specific instances of, quote, deliberate, and we got 9 seconds. I'm going to have to go to the commercial break, guys. Hey, look, this is going to get good. Don't go anywhere. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, let's talk about Aero Precision at aeroprecisionusa.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. And yes, we're talking about Brett's favorite topic, long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection, because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. You can visit aeroprecisionusa.com for a lineup that matches every discipline, because they basically have something for everybody. You know, since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with Solus Bolt Actions. And that's not all. Their M4E1 Pro and Mod 4 handguards, they hit the market last year at aeroprecisionusa.com. The embodiments of duty rifle excellence, now being tailored for the civilian customer. That means that you guys can start getting your hands on this primo stuff. So don't settle for less when you can have the best. Head over to aeroprecisionusa.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. And my name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. And we're joined by co-host Captain Brett Bartlett. And, you know, we left off talking about the White House going on the offensive, and they've created a new portal on the internet. And it's been launched to expose media bias. The website is WH, which stands for White House, of course, WH.gov/media bias. And, you know, the White House is, it's got articles the White House is disputing, and according to the administration, it allows the public to view specific instances of deliberate distortions and manufactured hoaxes alongside what the officials describe as the objective facts. I've been to this site. I think it's done excellently, and they're calling people out, and they're calling them out by name and by news source. The database is designed to be sortable, and it will be updated routinely. It lists specific journalists and news organizations, effectively creating a permanent record of the administration's grievances with these specific reporters. And in a statement announcing the launch, the White House framed the initiative as a necessary countermeasure against activist journalists. So they're not silencing these guys. These guys can run their mouths all day long. They're just making them look like the fools and idiots and liars that they are. The tools intended to work in tandem with the White House rapid response account that is on X, formerly Twitter, to push back against the unfavorable coverage in real time. And officials have stated that the goal of the portal, it's to bypass traditional media filters, offering Americans unfiltered truth rather than what they're calling corporate spin, which we're all familiar with. The move signals an escalation in the administration's strategy to communicate directly with the voters while aggressively challenging the credibility of mainstream news outlets, because everything has changed. I mean, even Brett and I are going to the SHOT Show in January under media credentials. This is how people are getting their news now. And so there's a lot of weight and responsibility with us making sure that we give unfiltered news. But, you know, there's always going to be maybe a little bit of bias. You know, we're going to have an opinion, but we openly say we're giving the news from a law enforcement perspective. We try to be upfront about that, but we also like to give you both sides of the news. Captain Bartlett, what do you think about this new White House website?
I'm not terribly impressed. I knew before that website came out that there are people in the news who are biased against Trump and biased against conservatives, but there are people on the right who are biased against the liberals.
But when you're looking at it on both sides, you're looking at print, articles, you know.
I know. But here's the thing. You could take all that information to some liberals, leftists, and go, look at this. And they would say, I don't care. He's not my guy. It doesn't matter.
Well, they're not worth saving then. Well, there's no hope for them.
I understand. But here, my point is this. I think very few people on the left or the right are going to be swayed by finding out that the media lies. I knew it. You knew it before this came up. There's no place where you can go. I don't think there's any place that you can go, maybe one or two, that has absolutely unbiased reporting. I watch Fox News all the time, and I watch these people in the news, but as soon as an opinion comes out of their face, the news is over, and it's both sides.
Yeah, no, I get it. I love accountability. I love the fact that in print, you know, the other side, I can't, you know, they're not gonna like this at all.
I agree. It's gonna light some fire under some behinds, but and I applaud them for doing it. I just don't know what influence it's gonna have.
You know, I'm curious on that note. I got to bring this up. I know that I'm kind of sticking on the subject, but you know, a lot of people say never talk politics or religion involving friends and family and stuff. And I totally disagree. If you never, you got to know your stuff, but if you never talk about these things, you never effect change. To go through life and not effect change, which what I mean, being the catalyst, you know, for change, not being reactionary, but being offensive, right? To go through life and not effect change, it's I don't want to say it's a wasted life, but it is or unrewarded life, but you're missing out on such a huge opportunity. So I put people in different categories. I have effectively changed people when I presented the facts even in a spirited debate. But I always try to go in with it, not my way or the highway. I've always tried to go in saying, if you present enough facts on a situation, I'm willing to pivot my position and maybe to change my opinion. I honestly, and I have. It's rare, but I have. But I have changed people's minds. And there are some people, despite what I say or what I prove, they refuse to budge. And those people they're not worth saving. There's no possibility. And I usually write them off. And I usually don't even associate with people like that.
Yeah.
But there is hope for some. What do you think about talking about these issues with friends and family?
How about that? One of the articles we're going to talk about is where an assistant principal at a school and his brother were going to go assault ICE agents. Do you think that sitting them down and showing them, hey, look, the media is biased against Trump, that's not going to change their minds? Now, they're the extreme far left. They're up against there's no more past them. Okay. Matter of fact, I went to that school's website and there's a comment section. And I wrote something like, hey, did you guys know that your assistant principal was a suspected terrorist? Nothing on your website says that. But anyway, it's a small point. There are some people you can change. They're rational people, but it seems like they're fewer and far between.
It does. It does. I'm with you. Well, look, you want to talk about, let's go to the video. And then I do want to get to the teachers though, because you brought that. That's just such a wild story. But let's go to the first video. We got 4.5 minutes, rumble.com, our favorite law enforcement video channel called This Is Butter. Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office, they have a body cam video. It shows a shootout that killed a suspect.
Let me see your fucking hands.
I got no hands.
Let me see your fucking hands.
I got no hands.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Watch for crossfire.
Where is he?
Hey, I got a subject down. Subject down. Subject down. Hey. Hey, clear that car. Santana, clear that car.
Clear the fucking car.
Wow, this is something. And there's some stuff that the officer involved in the main gunfight was unable to see because of his position. So Miami-Dade, Florida, body cam video from the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Office. It shows a shootout involving a sergeant and an armed suspect who was killed back in September. Did you notice the sergeant was wearing shorts? I guess it's the way they roll in Miami-Dade, but he had on, you know, shirt and, you know, gun and everything, and he was wearing shorts. So the sheriff's office on Monday released footage that shows the fatal September 16th encounter with 44-year-old Jose Pineda Jr., bad guy. The incident starts when officials say they get a 911 call about a guy that's waving a gun at people outside a Davis grocery store. And the guy says, hey, there's a guy in a Honda. He's pulling a gun out on everybody. Please send the police. Hurry up now. And that's the call in. So the sheriff's office sergeant, he responds. He tells the bad guy. The bad guy was parked not parallel with the roadway, but parked perpendicular in the middle of a sidewalk. It was the weirdest position for a vehicle. No grocery store or anything in sight. So I'm almost wondering whether the car moved when the sheriff got there and he followed the guy and the guy pulled over, whatever. I don't know. They don't say, but our cop is giving commands to the bad guy And he's telling the bad guy, hey, show your hands, show your hands. The bad guy responds and says, I don't have any hands, right? So moments later, you can't really see in the window from the angle where the cop is at, but he's got the door open. He's got some coverage there from the vehicle. And then all of a sudden, shots start being fired. And maybe you could see, Brett, I couldn't tell who fired first, but it was almost like they fired at the same time. And I think the cop saw the gun just before the shootout started, but now they're firing. So the sergeant moves between the bad guy's car and the car is facing away from him. So he goes between the rear of the bad guy's car while the shooting's going on and between the front bumper of his cruiser SUV. And he's running to the right, all while exchanging gunfire, not counting the shots. He runs out of bullets and his slide is locked back. Bad guy still shooting at him, but the sergeant's moving to a truck that was parked off to the right, not far away, and that was parked, perpendicular to the bad guy's car. And so he throws his radio on the back of the that truck, and he does a reload, not a tactical reload, but does reload his gun. And then he gets on radio and requests backup, shootout, and all that stuff. And then he reengages the bad guy. And then when the backup is coming, he gets on and says, hey, watch crossfire. He's in the car still. Well, apparently what the cop couldn't see, because now he's on the other side of the pickup truck, bad guy had got hit at some point, and it opened up the driver door, was on the ground, and the gun was laying next to him. So when the backup approaching, you get to see in the body cam, you get to see that, or other officers still, you know, taking cover behind that pickup truck. And so that's the way it happened. Brett Bartlett, you got the air.
Well, a couple little things. He had cover behind his car door. I'm not sure why he came off behind cover, but again, I don't, you know, we're not seeing. I don't know. Another interesting point is he didn't have a shoulder mic attached to his radio. Okay. And this just shows the value of having a shoulder mic versus having to hold that radio in your hand while your other hand is trying to do something completely unrelated to talking on the radio. Because he picked it up, he put it down, he picked it up, he put it down. If he had a shoulder mic, and you know, those came, I'm not even sure if I ever carried one. They were late in my career, I guess. But it's so nice to have that because you can talk and then that other hand's immediately available to do other things. At the very end, he fired a couple of shots from the right side of the truck after a nice long pause. I don't know what would have prompted those last few shots. Maybe he saw something we weren't seeing.
Oh, good point. All a good evaluation. Yeah, I wonder. And guys, we are coming up on our next commercial break, our third commercial break. So I'm still watching for more entries in the Gauls gift card giveaway. It's a $50 Gauls gift card right in time for the holidays. So type in the word Gauls on the stream, G-A-L-L-S, and give us your email address so we can get that to you if you win. We're going to the commercial break. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And, you know, as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at gunlearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Apianko. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since way back in 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. Now, the founder, Dan O'Kelly, has got a deal for you if you have your own agency. If you're a chief or sheriff, you can host a seminar for absolutely no cost. Amazing opportunity. Go to gunlearn.com to get more information. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host, and we have co-host Captain Brett Bartlett on the show as well. We just did a Gulch gift card giveaway, and now we've got all these, you know, Sharon Caudill, and we got Todd Irving, and all these extra people are signing in. But we've been announcing this contest since the beginning of the show, guys, 48 minutes ago. So please enter when we start the show, enter right away so you'll get considered for it. And we still had a decent amount of people that were trying to get it, but we've had a lot of entries since we already announced the winner. So please remember, and we typically do the Gulch gift card giveaways on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then we do other ones as well throughout the week. Usually on Mondays we're doing, or whenever Jeff Winninger's on the show, we do a Two Bells giveaway. But that said, Brett, our last topic, we were talking about a shootout down in Miami-Dade. Any more words on that shootout where our sergeants were in shorts?
No, I think that bad guy, he was out of his mind, because when the surgeon says, show me your hands, and he goes, I have no hands, that's that's what we call a clue that something bad is just about to happen. On top of everything else, I have no hands to show you. Oh, okay. Well, then I guess you can leave now if you don't have any hands. Yeah. It was going to happen. Like I said, I don't know why the sergeant left from behind his car door. I imagine, given the opportunity, he could explain what he saw or why he did it. But, there is, and we've seen this a lot in these situations, these officers and deputies, they find a place and they move. Then they find a place and they move. They just can't sit still. And maybe that's because they're jacked up. I don't know.
You know, we have seen them leave cover and go across an open field.
Oh, yeah.
Taking incoming fire. It's a crazy thing. Now, what I would have liked to have seen, and guys, look, my wheelhouse is really defensive tactics, officer safety, stuff like that. But I know enough to know that I would have loved to have seen a tactical reload, running with a dry firearm and being shot at. And that's just a training. That tells me it's a training issue. They need to work on doing tactical reloads or, and be aware, it's so advanced to count your shots while you're taking them, especially in high stress. And so I'm probably not even going to go there unless you're military or something, but at least if you run dry, and you're out in the open like this guy was, do a tactical reload while you're running. You can do it, but just train to do that. The agency needs to make sure they fix that.
Yeah.
So, well, Brett, you ready to go on to the next one? Let's cover these Please. Teachers if you're up for that. What a wild story on this teacher thing. So I'm going to find this this update here, and here we go. TampaFP.com. Killed police in ICE, Virginia school assistant principal and his brother arrested in an assassination plot. This really, every time I read this, it blows my mind. So a Virginia high school assistant principal and his brother are behind bars after authorities uncovered an alleged plot to ambush and execute federal immigration agents and local police officers. Now, Brett did the tie-in earlier. We were talking about an article about how the Trump derangement syndrome is just heavily embedded still in the FBI, and that new director, Kash Patel, is having such a hard time getting rid of it. And then the article said that, hey, there was a movement years ago that pulled in a lot of teachers, and they attributed that to a lot of the reason, and this would back that up. The Department of Homeland Security, they announced on Tuesday the arrest of John Wilson Bennett, an administrator at Kempsville High School, and his brother, Mark Booth Bennett. Both guys are charged with conspiracy to commit malicious wounding under Virginia state law. Now, the investigation started back on November the 17th, 2025. There was an off-duty Norfolk police officer. He overheard these two brothers discussing plans to kill police officers and ICE agents. Now, what a stroke of freaking luck. Now, according to the investigators, the plot involved acquiring specific weaponry to carry out the attacks. Now, Mark Bennett was allegedly overheard outlining a plan to travel to Las Vegas to purchase firearms equipped with explosive rounds capable of penetrating the bulletproof vest worn by law enforcement. So I don't know if were those incendiary rounds is what they're talking about, or were you think they were talking about bullets that were, I mean, it sounds to me like incendiary rounds, which will go through armor plating. But then the agents moved quickly to intercept the pair 2 days later on November the 19th. And listen to how this goes down. Authorities arrested Mark Bennett at a Norfolk International Airport. He was boarding a flight to Charlotte, North Carolina, but the final destination was to go to Las Vegas. That's how close he got. John Bennett was taken into custody the same day in Virginia Beach. And then John Bennett's been a fixture in local education, serving as the assistant principal of Kempsville High School since 2009. And then DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin described the other allegations as chilling, noting the specificity of the brothers' plans to bypass protective gear used by officers. And, whether it's armor-piercing rounds or incendiary, it's just bad. And she said it's chilling that a human being, much less a child educator, would plot to ambush and kill ICE law enforcement officers, offering such specifics as to getting a high-caliber rifle that would pierce a law enforcement's bulletproof vest. And she said the arrests come amid a sharp spike in threats against federal agents, according to DHS data. And listen to this. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE officers. They've seen an 8,000% increase in death threats and over a 1,150% increase in physical assaults. And here's another quote by McLaughlin saying, our officers are experiencing an unprecedented level of violence and threats against them and their families. And there's also, they've got bounties being placed on officers' heads and stalking and doxing, all kinds of stuff. So that's where we're at. Captain Bartlett.
Well, if you look at that website and it shows the assistant principal's brother, just looking at their eyes, you can tell that their cheese has slid off of their cracker. These guys are nuts. So they're sitting in an open area talking about this, not even in secret. Thank goodness somebody heard them. Okay, so what do we have so far? We have conversation. That's bad. But then they catch the principal going to catch a plane to go to Las Vegas, which further solidifies what they heard in the conversation. I just, this morning, after I review this, I went to the Kempsville, Virginia school website. The only thing I noticed that he is not listed under staff anymore. But there's nothing like a message to students like, hey, this happened. This guy was in front of your kids. Even under the tab that said hot topics, there was nothing there. So you wonder how this school is going to respond to the children and the parents and go, look, this guy was living among us. Now, if they had not been intercepted, we would have dead ICE agents. Because there's, other than a logistical problem, there's nothing that was going to stop these guys from carrying out their mission, except by chance, thank goodness, overheard conversation from two knuckleheads that weren't smart enough to plan it in secret.
Yeah, that's just scary. And so now you know what I think, Brett. If it happened at this little high school, how many other guys are out there?
Oh, buddy.
Stupid enough or whacked enough to try to do the same friggin' thing.
And I don't know if we can come up with a percent or a number, but these aren't the only two guys. You had the guy that flew from Oregon, the refugee to kill the Afghan to kill them. So if we have so many millions of people in this country, let's even say there's 100 people right now, 100, which is not a big number, plotting to actively kill ICE agents or government employees or National Guardsmen. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And that's why we need more good guys with guns.
But there's two less and they'll be going to jail, which is good.
Oh, yeah. Now, Betty Dunn wrote a thing. That's why they should have background checks. I assure you, Betty, these guys took background checks to get to their positions. No doubt.
Sure, they had background checks.
Well, one of them was the educator, the assistant principal. I don't know about the brother, but yeah.
What would a background check expose? Yeah. What would it expose? If you go, hey, we're doing a background check. Are you planning on going to Vegas to buy guns and then killing people? No. Okay, you passed your background check. Yeah. Okay. So what? They run your name, make sure you're not a convicted felon or misdemeanor, depending on the state. They go knock on your neighbor's doors. No, he's a good guy. He's a great guy. Goes to church with me. Okay, great. You passed your background check up to the point where you kill an ICE agent.
I agree. Well, look, it's been another fantastic show. Captain Bartlett with Exumber Defense Solutions at ExumberDefense.com. Hey, guys, we are going to SHOT Show, and Brett and I are going to get there on the 18th of January, and we're going to leave on the 23rd, so that's Sunday through Friday. So if you guys are going to be going to SHOT Show, send us a note, send us an email, let us know that you're going to be there. And Jeff Wininger is supposed to be there with us as well. But I can't wait. It should be a lot of fun. Now, I used to take this opportunity to talk about the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c3 that's helping cops out in the world of hurt that are suffering from things like PTSD and other issues. If you guys are looking for an organization to support or maybe to get involved with, because they have counselors and people that help guys out, go to the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. I give to them monthly, as well as the National Police Association, NPA. And I feel very good. It's money well spent. And these guys are doing just some great work. A shout out again to our sponsors. We've got Gauls.com and please support our sponsors, guys. ComplyTechnologies.com, Aero Precision USA, GunLearn, My Medicare, Safeguard Recruiting, Two Bells and Fish, OrlandoBass.com. We'll see you guys back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.